Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
President Trump doubled down today on his belief that Osama bin Laden should have been caught long before 2011. He tweeted how he pointed bin Laden out in his book just before 9/11 and says President Clinton famously missed his shot.
CBS News military analyst, retired Army Major Mike Lyons is on our news line. And Mike, welcome. What do you make of the president's comments?
Yeah, they're unfortunate. We're going down a path here that is in the past. And, you know, Admiral McRaven was responsible for the capture and killing of Osama bin Laden, but not necessarily figuring out where he was and how they could do it any faster. That to me is always was like a space shot, you know, in terms of it took how long it took to find him and the intelligence it took and everything to go into it. And the fact that they failed to plan when the helicopter crashed, so many things went on. The president went down a very slippery slope with those comments and tried to double down on him on something I don't think he should have.
What about this often repeated accusation that President Clinton had a chance to take bin Laden out but didn't?
Yeah, so that you go back to battle back 98, Desert Fox was cruise missile. There's no saying that could have happened as well. It was a cruise missile attack that possibly we could have targeted the leaders of Al Qaeda back then. But you know, it's just it's political criticism that is used. Unfortunately, you know, here we are 20 years later after the fact.
And how are the president's comments being received in military and intelligence circles?
Not good from the intel side. From the military side, I think a lot of it is noise, and it gets escalated. You know, I went back to look to see how this started. It started when Chris Wallace asked him a question on the interview itself, and he spoke about a comment McRaven made in August, and now you've got McRaven back in the news talking about it again. It's just a mess. The president's got to realize that these are just questions that he's got to avoid, or it's going to steal news cycles away and drag him down to a place that he doesn't need to be.
Mike, always good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Michael.
CBS News military analyst, retired Army Major Mike Lyons.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.